Good morning, and it is Wednesday. Welcome to the middle of the week. I'm Ted Robertson, filling in for Shannon Brinius, and our very special guests today are going to be talking about resilience and information that goes along with that resilience, and then toolkits to solve a big problem that a study has revealed exists and is growing. It's all in association with COVID and living under those conditions that we've all been living under. Welcoming to the extra this morning, Catherine Dosh, Director of Veterans Health and Trauma Clinic at UCCS, and Lori Jarvis, Executive Director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Lori, sometimes we know that as NAMI, is that right?
That's right. That's the acronym.
And you are based here in Colorado Springs.
We are, yes.
And we appreciate you both being here very, very much. I would like to start this morning with introductions. And Lori, why don't we start with you? Tell us a little bit about you and your connection to this project that is called GRIT. And we'll talk more about that as we go.
Okay. Well, early on in the coronavirus pandemic, probably in the March timeframe, we began to realize that we were going to, NAMI has been there since 1983 in Colorado Springs for families who have a loved one with mental illness or for individuals who live with mental illness themselves. And we realized early on in this pandemic that mental health of the community was going to be at issue for a lot of us, if not most of us, during the pandemic. So we, between my board of directors and just our own sort of understanding of what was going on in the community based on the calls that we were receiving, realized we were going to have to expand our mission and scope to the larger community during the crisis. So we started looking around. We're a small nonprofit. We started looking around at good and likely partners. And we began to talk to Aspen Point, knowing that they were going to be setting up a crisis counseling program that was funded through FEMA in the aftermath of COVID or during COVID. And then we also reached out to UCCS because we felt like it would be really important to have a very solid, we heard about Dr. Chip the Knight, who has set up an institute at UCCS that's focused on resilience. So that's kind of how the partnership came about in the March, April, May timeframe. We began those conversations, began to talk about what we could collectively do. And El Paso County Public Health was also very involved. Susan Whelan, who's the director of El Paso County Public Health, is on the NAMI Board of Directors, as is Dr. Leon Kelly. He's the president of our board. Both have been very active as public health professionals during the pandemic, and both of them, because of their insight about what NAMI can do for those who live with mental illness and their families, really felt like this model needed to be extrapolated and made available for the larger community. So we knew it would take some partnering for us to be able to do that, and that's when we began to explore this opportunity.
Thank you so much for being here this morning, Lori. Much more together in the coming segments. A lot to talk about today. Catherine Dosh, Director of Veterans Health and Trauma Clinic at UCCS, tell us a little bit about you and how you come to be connected with this project.
Sure. So I joined the UCCS team in January of 2019. I am a mental health clinician by trade and came over to work with Dr. Chip Benight in their trauma clinic, which mainly serves veterans, first responders, other professionals, our UCCS community, and those who have experienced trauma.
Catherine, sorry. Uh-huh. I apologize. Go ahead.
Oh, that's fine. We became involved with GRIT when Dr. Chip Benight developed this program based on his research for the last 30 years in disaster response and recovery. And when the pandemic hit, he really wanted to be able to put something out to the community so that we could have an opportunity to build on some resilience during this very uncertain time.
Resiliency, part of the acronym. So we're kind of introducing now the main topic of the program. GRIT is what we're discussing. It is an acronym, and that describes Greater Resilience Information Toolkits, but we'll refer to it as GRIT. The word resiliency is what you're describing as a bit of a buzzword right now and can be a little fuzzy. How do you describe that better?
Sure. So resiliency, simply defined, is the ability to bounce back after going through something difficult. We have found that people who have the ability to recover from setbacks and adapt well to change are better able to keep moving forward in times of uncertainty. And the pandemic certainly has presented an opportunity to do that.
And a very important number to remember as we progress through the program this morning is 53% of Coloradoans who were surveyed have reported increased mental health strain, and that includes depression and anxiety or loneliness, and all of that is attributable to COVID-19. This program, GRIT, is being opened up to the entire community. How is the training meant to impact our everyday lives?
So GRIT is designed for everyone, meaning that you don't have to be trained in any certain profession, certainly not as in mental health either, in order to benefit from this course. So it helps internally look at your own level of resilience and the activities that you do that make you equipped to better handle, you know, difficulties that are going to come through. And then being able to take that information and use it in your own social network to build the resilience of your family and your friends and other groups that you're connected with so that we as a community can be stronger together.
Is GRIT meant only to work in response to COVID-19, or is it applicable to other events or traumas in our lives?
Great question. So while it was launched during the very early stages of COVID-19, it's meant to be able to handle any kind of adversity. So whether that be a natural disaster, something personally that happens, you know, or other events, it's designed to be able to build resilience anytime you're faced with you know, an opportunity where you need to have some strength.
Thank you. And listeners can gather more information at letstalkgrit.com. That's letstalkgrit.com. Lori and Catherine, we're going to go to a short break. You're listening to Catherine Dosh, Director of Veterans Health and Trauma Clinic, University of Colorado at Colorado Springs, or UCCS, and Lori Jarvis, Executive Director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We will be referring to that today as NAMI. When we come back, a conversation with Lori that has a lot to do with how an event like COVID impacts our mental health and our well-being. We're going to lead with that question after this break. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to KRDO's Morning News Extra. We'll be back in just a couple. And welcome back to the Extra here on KRDO News Radio 919, The Time. Joining me today, Catherine Dosh, Director of Veterans Health and Trauma Clinic at UCCS, and Lori Jarvis, Executive Director, National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI. She's based here in Colorado Springs. The organization stood up, I think you said back in 1984. Is that right, Lori?
1983, yeah.
83, wow.
37 years later.
A long and deep history with the community, so very intimately connected. Now, what we know, of course, is that the pandemic has very drastically impacted the physical, emotional, and economic health of the community in general. And now there's a movement underway by this group of local organizations to start talking about these impacts and how to treat them through what is called resiliency training. That's the GRIT program, and that's what we're here to talk about today. And while the community might be positioned for a very strong economic recovery, the question is, how are we managing our health, our mental health, to ensure we come out stronger on the other side of the pandemic? And to address that more directly, Lori, the question to you then is, how does an event like COVID-19 impact our mental health and well-being?
Well, I think the thing that's unique about the pandemic is every one of us will be or has been affected in one way or another. So there's a sense of collective grief and loss around just losing what we knew to be our normal lives. So while that loss can mean having lost a loved one, to the illness. We've had over 200,000 deaths in this country related to coronavirus. Yesterday, the count was 205,000. Whether you've lost a job because of the economic impact, whether you've just lost all sense of normalcy because you're homeschooling your children, all of those things take a very collective toll on our mental health and well-being. And the thing that we really stress in, at NAMI, our model really relies on peer support. In other words, we really believe that there's a lot of value in talking to someone who is going through a similar experience. Well, at this point in time, we've all got this experience, and so that's why the resiliency model it offers through UCCF is so important to us. The NAMI National Organization started a campaign. You can go to www.nami.org. That's the NAMI National website. That's called It's Okay to Not Be Okay. And so as we have people call into the office at NAMI, as we have our regular support groups that some are now, most of them are now transitioned to virtual, although we're still offering some in person, we really stress that with people. It's okay to not be okay right now. And I think if there's a gift in this pandemic around mental health specifically, it's that we are really starting to strip away the stigma about talking about your mental health and well-being. We're all struggling at one level or another, and just to begin to open up that conversation and realize that you're definitely not alone, and it's really what's going on is perhaps a once-in-a-lifetime experience for most of us, and a devastating one at that.
Lori, a couple of questions. Specifically, what are you seeing in our community from a mental health perspective as a result of the pandemic? And can you give us a sense for who in the community tends to be more vulnerable than others and who might be less vulnerable than others?
Well, so two groups that we're hearing a lot from right now are older adults who have been very isolated because of their fear about contracting the virus. So oftentimes that's meant that they haven't seen their family, their loved ones, the lack of contact with grandchildren, children. We're really beginning to see the toll that it's taking on our loved ones. It wasn't too long ago. It was a week or so ago in Greeley, a group of assisted living home residents organized kind of a rally, a protest to say, let us. They came out in their wheelchairs and in walkers and just said, we need that human contact. We may not be contracting the virus, but this is not the way we want the end of our lives to look. And so we're seeing that as a very vulnerable population right now. And if any of our listeners have loved ones in their lives who are in assisted living facilities and haven't been able to see them, they know what this experience has been like. It's been traumatic for everyone involved. The other group that's really struggling right now, not surprisingly, parents who have children who are at home and they're trying to do online learning, remote learning, helping facilitate that with their kids, and also trying to work. So that's another population that's very stressed right now. And then the third population that we're hearing a lot from that is very vulnerable right now are those who are on the front line. So healthcare workers, grocery store workers, what we consider essential workers, first responders, those who do not have the opportunity just by the nature of their work to work from home, to protect themselves. They really are on the front lines of this virus, vulnerable every day to contracting it, vulnerable every day to not just contracting it, but exposing others in their lives that they love, their family members, their colleagues to the illness. So I would say those are the three most stressed populations that we're talking to right now, hearing a lot from. And we've recognized that these groups are really struggling in our community. And Dr. Benight and Catherine, their work is really focusing on those particular communities as well.
You know, you described the image of the folks outside of a nursing home in protest and holding up signs. That was a very striking image, and it brought home the idea that you can't stay separated from your family members for very long before an elderly person can actually start to go into decline without that contact.
Absolutely. I think if we ever underestimated the significance and the importance and just the health implications of human touch, we've been convinced by this. I just got back from seeing my older parents who have been locked down in an assisted living facility in Reno since March. It's the longest I've gone in my adult life without seeing my parents, and we actually had to take them out of the assisted living facility knowing that they would have to be quarantined 14 days when they went back in, but we decided it was worth it at this point because we were watching their decline to bring them out. I spent a week with them and then took them back, but it was just very clear that we needed to do something to sort of intervene in this process that was going on with them. In their, you know, there's a normal aging and decline that goes on anyway, and this is just exacerbated.
And I think that explains very nicely in its way why the power of social support is so crucial. The time, 9:27. Lori Jarvis, Executive Director of NAMI, and based here in Colorado Springs, Catherine Dosh, Director of Veterans Health and Trauma Clinic at UCCS, joining us today to talk about resilience. And we're going to talk about an online training program that is available to all of you, and why that is so beneficial to you. When we return from news, traffic, and weather, I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Morning News Extra here on KRDO News Radio. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Welcome back. I am Ted Robertson, filling in for our friend Shannon Brenius, and looking forward to having Shannon return not too long from now. She's taking a very well-deserved rest. My guest this morning, Catherine Dosh, Director, Veterans Health and Trauma Clinic at UCCS, and Lori Jarvis, Executive Director of an organization called NAMI, National Alliance on Mental Health Illness. Our discussion this morning about a program called GRIT. It is available to all of you, especially if you are feeling some mental health strain, depression, anxiety, loneliness, all due to COVID-19 or other traumas. In this segment, we're going to have a visit with Catherine. And Catherine, may we spend a minute or two sort of reminding our listeners a little bit about what GRIT is and the fact that it is free, and how do we access it?
Sure. So GRIT is a free online course that is meant to build resilient skills in the user, as well as then to take those skills and work with their own social networks. It is it's a self-guided program, so you can kind of start and stop as you need to and as it fits your life. Each module is about 1 hour long, so for a total of about 5 hours.
May we have...
You can get information.
Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say you can get more information at letstalkgrit.com or at the GRIT website at UCCS, which is grit.uccs.edu.
grit.uccs.edu or letstalkgrit.com. Again, a free online course, and it seeks to awaken that personal resiliency inside all of us during these challenging times. Catherine, a little bit more detail would be a wonderful thing. Right now, there are 5 self-paced modules. Can you share kind of a summary and a little bit of a preview of each of these modules?
Absolutely. So the first one kind of introduces the concept of GRIT and what becoming a GRIT coach looks like. That does not mean you have to coach a team of people, so I want everybody to make sure they understand that. And it talks about the 5 steps kind of how GRIT works. The second module is about self-efficacy, which is a person's belief in their ability to handle stress or a situation, and how to learn a little bit about that, how to cope with stress, and how to kind of start talking with others. Module three is identifying coping strengths and resilience, how to do self-care, how to find balance. I think that's probably one of the most important things during this time, is how to balance all of the different changes. Module four talks about exploring more strengths. So what you're doing now is great. What else could you do that would be helping you to gain more resilience and to be stronger? And then module five is really focused all on resources, referrals, and how to take action. So the people are not required to be, you know, the 2-1-1 of all resources in Colorado Springs. There's lots of links to different agencies, including NAMI and Aspen Point, to get more information for those who maybe need a different level of help.
Perfect. And again, free and available online and self-paced, which makes this all very, very easy. Businesses, how can businesses use the training to support their employees?
Sure. We designed three actual additions to the general GRIT program, and one of those is called GRIT LEAD, and it was designed in connection with the Exponential Impact and Economic Development for the city, and it was for small business owners and leaders in the community to help them navigate what became overnight a virtual workforce. And now, you know, with the kind of up and down of businesses opening and closing, or, you know, trying to switch their workflow, how do you navigate people that are all on a screen when you're used to looking at them in person? So that's really a great way to kind of look at the pandemic from a business standpoint and figure out how do you support your employees as well as your fellow leaders.
And educators, certainly on the front lines of supporting kids and their families during these challenging times. What can an educator learn by taking this training?
Sure. We have one called Grit for Ed, and it was developed in partnership with education people who are in the education field. And it's really to support families, students, parents, and teachers in this, you know, navigational world. It was first launched when everybody went virtual, and now we've just done an update that includes kind of this back to school tips. The concept that makes it different than the other GRIT training is that there's a concept called Three Around Me, and it's building resources and supports for each student because their normal natural supports look different now that the students are not in school or not in school like they used to be.
And again, all of this available at letstalkgrit.com. I want to break this down then. So there is a set of, there is coursework aimed at the general community, and then the specialized trainings, for example, GRIT for Ed, and then GRIT LEAD for educators and for businesses, and for those folks who are taking care of people. Have I summarized that reasonably well?
Yes, you did, and we actually just are in the development stages of GRIT for Health, and that's to speak to all of the essential workers, especially healthcare. We really have heard from our community that this is a population that needs some resilience building as well. So from a grant from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Education, we were able to build this program, and it should be available by the end of this month or the first part of next month.
And then I want to say we are deeply grateful to you, and to Lori, for spending this time with us today, sharing this information with the community. How else are you helping to get the word out about the GRIT program?
We are, you know, relying on our partners in the community. Our information is, of course, on the website. Word of mouth actually is probably one of the most impactful ways that we're trying to spread the word, because it's the component of GRIT is to spread it through your social network and to support your social network. So just making sure that we reach out, school counselors, essential workers, anybody that we, you know, kind of come in contact with, we try and talk a little bit about GRIT. It's been great partnering with Aspen Point, NAMI, and the Public Health Department here, as they all are champions and supporters of making our community stronger using GRIT.
And again, Catherine and Lori, our expression of gratitude to you for doing this wonderful work for the community, for those people on the front lines, for educators. Catherine Dosh, Director, Veterans Health and Trauma Clinic at UCCS. Lori Jarvis, Executive Director of NAMI. We're going to go to a very fast break. And when we come back, we'll talk to Lori, and then we'll talk to you both for takeaways and final thoughts. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Morning News Extra here on KRDO News Radio. Back in just a couple. Welcome back to the Extra here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Ted Robertson, filling in for Shannon Brinius today. My guests, Catherine Dosh, Director, Veterans Health and Trauma Clinic at UCCS, and Lori Jarvis, who we're going to speak with next and for a couple of minutes, Executive Director of NAMI. Greater Resilience Information Toolkits are what we're talking about today, available to the entire community. It's an acronym for GRIT. It's about resilience. It's about bringing out that resilience that we all have inside of us, and particularly if you're feeling some extra strain in your mental health, on the mental health side of your world, like depression, anxiety, loneliness, all of that attributable to COVID-19, this group of organizations coming together to bring this program to the community, to first responders, to educators, and not long from now, our folks on the front lines in the healthcare side of things. Lori, we're going to go to you, and then we're going to come back to both of you for takeaways and final thoughts in this segment. Would you please tell us why resiliency training is so important from your perspective?
Well, Ted, I think you've hit upon it in some of your comments. I think just that reminder to ourselves that we have a lot of internal resources. Most of us have a lot of internal strength that we can draw on during difficult times, but just as important, we have networks of people around us who are there and willing to help, whether it's your immediate family, whether it's your coworkers, whether it's your faith group. And so what we're finding, as you know, over 400 people have signed up to be GRIT coaches in El Paso County, people want to be able to help. They want to be able to help others. They want to be able to help themselves through this. And we don't pretend that the GRIT training and becoming a GRIT coach is a substitute for clinical services and support, if that's what someone needs. But it's a way for our community to basically empower ourselves, tap into our own strengths and reserves, and our good innate sense of what we need and what the people around us need to stay emotionally well and healthy during a really difficult time of crisis and loss, confusion, and unknown. There's a lot of change and a lot of unknown about, you know, what will happen next. And we've lost over 200 people here in El Paso County, 2,000 in the state, over 200,000 nationally. That's significant. That's significant loss for us, and a lot of fear living day to day about how the virus will affect us personally.
And you know, I think all of us feel that twinge, all of us, because we're such a, you know, we're just not that big a community, in that we are socially generally very connected. You know, it's in that sense we still have that small town feel here. So when we lose somebody from this horrible disease, and then I think we all feel it in our way. How long is GRIT going to be offered, Lori?
Well, I think for the foreseeable future, Dr. Benight has been working in the area of trauma for 25 years. His PhD work was focused on crisis and trauma and how we respond to trauma. And I think this has been a long-held dream of his to set up a program like this. And COVID was certainly the impetus and the opening to really get it up and running. The Institute for Human Resilience at UCCS, which is was set up by Dr. Benight and his team with Catherine, has been working hard for a lot of years, but COVID created an opening and an opportunity for him and for us as partners to really take this out into the community. So, you know, just as we're collaborating at NAMI with UCCS and Aspen Point and El Paso County Public Health, I think we all have that sense at this point that none of us has all the answers, but collectively, whether it's in your personal life or whether it's in your professional life, we can do a better job if we work really closely and share our strengths. So that's what we're trying to do with this program as well.
You're listening to Lori Jarvis, Executive Director, NAMI, based here in Colorado Springs, and Catherine Dosh, Director, Veterans Health and Trauma Clinic at UCCS. Catherine, coming to you with about 2 minutes left, and I'm sorry this hour went so fast with so much to talk about, but I think you have brilliantly covered all of the bases here. Grit, an important program. Some takeaways, some final thoughts to offer, Catherine, and then Lori, we'll come back to you, and then we'll close out the program today.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much for allowing us to come on today and share about GRIT and the work that we've been doing. It's a personal kind of passion project of mine, working together and trying to build resilience in our community. I think the biggest thing is just if you're curious about it, if you, you know, have people come to you and are asking you questions and you don't know how to answer them, GRIT very well could be a tool that could be helpful to you. So I just encourage people to go either to letstalkgrit.com or the GRIT website, which is grit.uccs.edu, and find out more. And if you've got questions, email us. We're happy to help answer any questions that you have. Again, the goal is just to strengthen our community by, you know, spreading some positive, resilience-based information during this time. And thank you so much.
Thank you. The privilege, believe me, is all ours, Catherine. We appreciate you very much. Lori, in about 30 seconds, your final thoughts.
I always like to let people know that Colorado Crisis Services has a 24-hour call line, 1-844-493-8255. People can call that 24 hours. They're licensed or they're trained professional counselors. So if it's the middle of the night and you're struggling, if it's early in the morning, it's a place to call. So just want to make sure people know that that kind of service is available as well. But, check out letstalkgrit.com. It's a great little website, and there's lots of tools and tips that will be helpful to anyone in this time.
Lori Jarvis, Executive Director, NAMI, and Catherine Dosh, Director, Veterans Health and Trauma Clinic at UCCS. Thank you both for this very valuable hour and the very important work that all of you are doing to keep our community healthy and safe and out of mental health trouble. We appreciate you both very much.
Thanks, Ted.
Thank you.
And that's it for this edition of The Extra. We will return tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.